Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone with my friend, celebrity stylist, fashion expert, Michael O'Connor. And this week, Michael talks about mixing colors. Michael?
Thanks, Valerie. I hope you really liked the segment that we did last week where we talked about creating your own style using your best colors, or colors based upon your skin tone, eye, and hair color. It's so important to your style to know what colors look best on you. And this week, I'm going to stay in that color vein, but we're going to talk about something that so many people have a difficult time with. That is mixing colors and knowing what colors work together and what ones don't. Sure, to some of you, this is going to come very naturally, but to others, actually to many, this is a real challenge. But really, it's pretty much an easy science once you know how to do it. And hopefully, I'm going to be able to explain it to you in a way that makes sense. If not, as always, I'm going to put the visuals on my Michael O'Connor Style Facebook page, so it may help make it a little bit easier for you. We're going to talk about the color wheel, and if you don't know what that is, here's a basic brief explanation. Picture, at first, a triangle. At each of the three points of the triangle, there's a color. These colors are true red, true blue, and true yellow. Now these are what is known as primary colors, and basically out of these three colors, all other color is derived, other than black and white and all the saturations of those two colors that create gray. Now think of a circle that is placed over the triangle, touching each of its points and running directly through the center of the colors. Halfway between each of the primary colors on the circle, you will have a secondary color, which is the color that results from mixing the two primary colors together. So for example, when red and yellow are mixed, the resulting color is orange. When yellow and blue are mixed, the resulting color is green. And when blue and red are mixed, the resulting color is purple. Now, in between each of these secondary colors, you're going to also have various shades, such as a purplish blue, or a reddish purple, or a yellowish green, or a bluish green, or a yellowish orange, or a reddish orange. Now, toward the center of the circle, you are going to have the lighter saturations of each of the colors and the more pastel tones. And toward the outside of the ring, you're going to have the deeper or more jewel tones. I hope that you get the picture from this. Now, let's talk about some guidance that works when you're mixing color. First, what you'll want to do is keep the color saturations the same. So for example, pastels or paler shades are best with other pastels or neutrals, while deeper saturations or the jewel tones are really best with other jewel tones or perhaps neutrals. Second, if you start with one color on the wheel, go directly to the opposite side of the color wheel and you will get what's known as the complementary color. The complementary color will create a great contrast because it's on the opposite side of the wheel and it's going to be a striking combination that works beautifully together. So for example, green works beautifully with some of the purpley pinks. Third, if you choose a color on the wheel, then go directly to either side and you will get a great tone-on-tone look that's a very sophisticated look. This technique is sometimes referred to as cameoing. So for example, a violet and blue look great together, since blue and violet share those same hues. Fourth, if you like a more monochromatic color scheme, you can take, of course, the same color and instead of going around the wheel, go toward the center of the same color. So for example, mixing a paler shade of yellow with a more jeweled shade of yellow and keeping it all in the same family. Beige and brown also are a great combination for the same reason. In fact, there are many pieces today that are available from a variety of different designers in a treatment that they call ombre. That graduates from the lighter tones of a color to the deeper tones of the same color. Another great trick, if you're still feeling a little unsure about your own color abilities, is to rely upon an already established eye. So for example, find a piece of clothing in a great print that incorporates a variety of colors from your favorite designer. Take a look at the colors and their importance within the pattern. match your accessories to the lesser used color in the pattern and your other articles of clothing toward the more predominantly used colors of the pattern. And finally, the easiest trick of them all, just simply match any color with a neutral for a clean and crisp look. As I said, this does come naturally to some people, but it really is more of a science. And if it's still unclear, I invite you to join me on my Facebook page, Michael O'Connor Style, or follow me on Twitter or Instagram. Until next week, you're fashionable in five. Thanks, Valerie.
I always learn so much from Michael. It really helps me out a lot, and I'm sure it helps you too. Thank you, Michael O'Connor. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Great having you along today on the weekend. The show is America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends.
Think green. Harris with you.
Windmills in New Jersey? That's right. New Jersey wants to build the world's largest oceanside windmill farm to rival the Netherlands and much of Europe. New Jersey's plan is to become the world leader in the use of windmill-generated electricity. Jersey wants to triple the amount of wind power by the year 2020, enough to power between 800,000 to just under a million households, moving us away from dirty power and towards a new energy future. This would be a billion-dollar wind farm smack dab in the middle of the ocean, some 16 miles southeast of Atlantic City. Already, Atlantic City's got five windmills that power some 2,500 homes and a wastewater treatment plant, with surplus energy going into the area's power grid. This clean, sustainable wind power is already lighting up parts of the U.S. in most impressive ways. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com. Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
She was the captain of the first women's Olympic hockey team to win gold and retired as the international career leader in goals and assists.
A place for me didn't even exist when I first came along. When the ice opens up in front of me wide and wild, I just don't see anything in my way.
So where is Cammy Granato now? Cammy is married to former NHL player Ray Ferraro, with whom she has two sons. In 2007, she won the Lester Patrick Award for her contribution to hockey in the U.S., becoming the first woman to win the award solo. And in 2010, was one of the first two women elected to the International Hall of Fame.
We love the game just as much as the men do. You're changing the face of women's hockey alone by accepting us into this prestigious club.
Cammy Granato, a modern-day American trailblazer. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.